Hi, I'm Donna, answering today your sweet angel's questionnaire, and angels want to know. And first of all, I want to apologize for this awful background noise, but I am hospitalized today, and well, it's happening a makeover here, I think. So I just want to have fun with you guys. I'm really, really sorry about this noise. Okay. First question, waffles or pancakes? Defend your answer, please. Both, because both are different and both are great and both are tasty. So both, why not both? If you can have waffles or pancakes, both. That's just delicious. If you had to change your username, what would your new username be? I did it once, and I like my name, but I think that it would be Hi, I'm Donna, because I really like this one. What is the silliest fear you have? The silliest fear I have actually is a phobia, but I think that's silly, but I can't get over it. I had therapy in my past and hypnosis and stuff, and I can't get rid. So it's balloons fear, especially when they pop. I mean, it just freaked me out. I really hate it. And I start to shake and tremble. It's so fucked up. And I think that's silly because it's a balloon. And should be festive and stuff, but for me, it's like a terror movie. So I can't stand balloons, but I think it's silly. But unfortunately, it's diagnostic. I have a phobia diagnosis for this. So that's it. What does your own personal hell look like? How about your own personal heaven? My own personal hell is, well, people that play with my feelings and betray me and stuff. This is my personal hell. And well, lately this noise is my personal hell, because it's almost impossible to deal with attempt of healing with this noise in your head. So and my personal heaven is when people are kind with me and great, and I can have my Starbucks coffee, my Frappuccinos, and of course the GWAs that I love to post, and I love to be here with you guys. What made you decide to start posting on GWA? I am an actress. I always wanted to perform something in voice, and people would just say that my voice is sexy and is beautiful and I should try to radio stuff. But I never tried, and I don't intend to try radio. But I think that put my effort on porn things, and I always were so sexual stuff. I always, just try things. Different things, and this one is one. So, well, I was inspired by a friend here. I started to post erotic poetry in my last username. So I want to start again. And yes, that's it. I think that's fun. What have you learned about yourself so far since you joined the GWA community? First thing is, I think that unfortunately I can't trust too much people. I trusted people and I had a bad time with this. But I can be friends of people, online friends, you know, without forgetting my real life. And it was a bad thing that turned into a good thing. I always do it, you know, take bad things, turn into good things. And I learned that I can improve my English on my own. I am a Latin girl, and I can do things on my own, and I can always try and experiment different things, you know, just different scripts, different ideas, different things, and learn what turned me on or not, not only sexual-wise, but, you know, in the whole thing. I think that you can be turned on without being horny. You know, just be happy. That's what turns us on. Could you give any an unpopular opinion about something does not need to be GWA related? I think that the sweetest and kind people always you find out that they are not like this. Unfortunately, you trust people, you give yourself to people, and also so when people say you have to give yourself a chance, you have to give a chance to love, I won't go anyway, I won't go anywhere, they will abandon you, and yes, they you can't be yourself, and well, it is really, really weird, but when people tell you that you have to give a chance for love, they are telling, oh, you have to give me a chance to get off, and then they just screw with you. So, well, that's it. And unfortunately, especially some men, especially men, they do it often. So it's like they fuck up with your feelings just to get off. So it's so screwed up. I'm sorry about this unpopular opinion. But that's my opinion. Well, that's what happened to me. What are some of your favorite words in English or any other language? Oh, what? I never thought about it. But I think that but is one, not but of S, but, you know, got it? Yeah. I think that's one of my favorite words. And too. I don't know. I really never thought about it. Words that end on T. I like the sound. I like the how it. I always say that a word tastes something. So, yeah, words ended on T in English. And I don't know another languages. I don't know. In Spanish, I like the hola. I like a lot of words, but I can't think about it right now, especially if there's noise. I'm sorry. Okay, if you could call up anyone in the world alive and have 1 hour conversation, who would you call? I would call Jim Carrey, because he has so many things to teach us and to talk about it. And I would love to talk about anything, especially life stuff. In 1 hour, he's very, very smart, and he learned so much, and he has so much things to you know, to teach us. I really like him. I really like Jim Carrey. I always liked him as an actor, but now lately that I am following him, his new stuff, his new thoughts, his new interviews, and the painting stuff, I really think that he's very smart, a very smart guy, and I would love to talk to him. Okay, what's a message you want to share for everyone on GWA? Trust no bitch. And when I say trust no bitch, it means trust no one. You know, I know it's very fucked up to say it, but I always say don't trust. Okay, don't trust that much people, because you will get hurt. You will. So trust a little bit, of course, because without trust you are nothing. But don't trust that much. Don't open yourself. Keep yourself to yourself. Because people, especially on internet, I say that the expiration date is always shorter. So when people want to screw with you, they will. So keep yourself to yourself, okay? It's more like defend yourself, okay? Keep your privacy, because it's better. That's it. Thank you. I'm sorry for the noise again. Bye.